Hello.
Arr. Ribbit. Trying to get her to bark. How's it going, people? It's your high permaculture entrepreneurs.
Guy.
Tracy.
Mitchell.
How you doing?
We're here. It's Sunday, August 20th. It's a day after National Honeybee Day. Hope you guys did something nice for the earth yesterday. We picked up a bunch of garbage. I don't know if it's nice because we're technically going to go throw it in the landfill, but hopefully at some point landfills get figured out and we can just like have mushrooms eating them or something.
Yeah, but whatever mushroom eats that, it's going to obviously eat everything else.
Yep.
It'll be one of those fungal takeovers.
Hopefully. Mushrooms bigger than dinosaurs. According to Paul Stamets. Well, how are you doing as a human guy?
It's hot, like but
guy?
It's beautiful outside.
It is really beautiful outside, but I'm
shout
also
out
really
Afro
fine.
Man.
Yeah, we went to Afro Man.
She almost forgot. She's like, what do you mean?
I'm saying, just straight to shout out Afro Man. Wild Goose Saloon.
Six songs.
In Parker. He did it. We waited 2 hours for him to come on stage in three stupid opening sets. They all sucked. No offense, all you guys. Don't quit your day job. But artists, being an artist is hard. I'm not saying I could do it there. Sometimes you need to be aware that you suck.
He was at least.
Afroman's awesome.
Good.
But he just knows that he took his 20K or whatever they paid him and didn't come on until like 10:30 and stayed on for 30 minutes. And then was like, bye. We're like, dude, you said your show started at 8. You did
well,
six
did.
Songs.
That's how every show is, though.
No, it's kind of dumb. I'm definitely not a concert goer anymore. I just don't care.
How are you doing as a human, babe?
Good.
Day
231. Maybe even 232. I can't remember. I gotta look. Of yoga. It's going good. I'm pretty excited about it. Life's one day at a time for me. I think I'm going to join this yoga training, 200 YTT, put on by Vera Vinyasa, and the teacher is Daniel Taylor, and he has over 1,000 hours of training, so it's an 8-week commitment, 10-week commitment. I do get Thanksgiving week off. Weekend commitment. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think I can do it.
I think you can too.
I'm just going to be missing you.
If you're committed, I'll be missing you.
But I love
you.
Yoga, so I feel like I've got to dedicate myself even more to it towards the end of this year. And I'll be heading into the last 108 is on day 257. So if you're interested in doing 108 days, you still have a chance to do it this year. Go for it. It'll change your life. Been writing my book. When I do write, I basically go into this flow, and like it used to be take me a lot to get to 1,000 words, and I'll knock out like 2,000 words in like an hour.
In
chapter 6, I'm talking about my period and like yoga and like the moon.
Nice.
Most women don't even know, even like Lindsay, and like a few women don't know that their menstrual cycles aligns with the moon. She's like, it does. I'm like, I'm really failing women. It should be common knowledge.
It is for a witch.
I don't like the anymore after reading The Witch Wound because it's like supposed to be scary, and it's like they're not witches. Aren't scary. They're healers. Wizards. They're magical. They're using earth magic to heal people. It's amazing. Herbologists would be technically witches. They're using herbs to help people. And that's like, just like pagans. It's sad because pagans were just using common knowledge to help people, and then Christians came and were like, fuck you! You're not... Jesus does all the healing, not you! God forbid you have another god besides Jesus's father. God.
God.
But God's like, I am God, but there's also these other gods, you dummies. You're a god. You're a human version of a god.
You're a god, and I am not.
Oh, fuck that song.
No, it's the greatest song of all time.
No, it's not.
Shout out fucking...
Alanis Morissette.
No, it's like a dude singing it.
Oh. So should I know.
Early 2000s
song, not good.
Alt rock ballads.
Yeah, Yes, a folk singer opened up for Afroman just because he was being the videographer.
He wasn't a folk singer.
Yeah, he said, I'm a folk singer. He said it.
Mm.
You should have been listening.
He was a singer-songwriter.
He said singer-songwriter, folk singer. He sucked. It wasn't good.
Sorry, it was my chair.
But honestly, Afroman was so cute, and I enjoyed his new song, Wet Tide Energy. But Lemon Pound Cake was ruined by that child.
Yeah, there's a family with two 12-year-old daughters.
Maybe 14.
They were probably 12. If that, honestly. And their parents were there with them. Older, the dad was older looking.
Yeah,
the
he mom was like, I don't want to be here.
Very excited to be there. And then when Afroman finally came out, the fucking, this one girl, it wasn't the first song.
It was the second song.
The second song, which I didn't even know existed. It was off of his new album. Well, I didn't
so
know he made
energy.
A new album.
He
no,
came
I know.
Out with an album this year.
None of those were just, like, remixes he had made to, like, stay current, honestly, yeah. Which is basically what he did. But either way, this 12-year-old girl was screaming every word to this Lemon
Pound Cake.
Pound Cake song.
That's what the album's called, too.
It's the worst song he has.
It's not even that good. It's
but it must have been some
viral
TikTok
shit. He talks
shit.
About TikTok on it and social media shit.
Yeah.
But he's a cutie. He's 49 years old, and he took advantage of the white people in Parker, and it was awesome. He's like, yeah, give me your $20K. Here's six of my songs. I have no idea what they mean. No fucking idea. So how's your gardening going this year, guys?
Well, I don't do much with gardening with my everything being on drip, but we need to figure out the actual name of that flower. It's not wild bergamot, because we have a little bit of that out there. It's different than
what we have bee blossom. It is wild bergamot. It's the same thing.
I'll show you the picture. I told you we had some of the wild bergamot, like, in the back row area. But it's not what... Either way, I'll have to get the name of this plant. But the bees love that thing. It's
Bumbuses
cool walking out.
Bumbuses show up, polyester bees. I've seen all native bees. So many perditas were out at the land yesterday. Oh, yeah, we went out to the land. We spent $650 on a 30-yard dumpster. And we filled that bitch up in 4 hours. There's maybe an eighth of a yard left of top filler spots, but they charge you more per ton if you go over the weight, and I don't know what the weight is, but I think it was like $50 more, $25 more per ton, so I'm glad that I'm pretty sure we'll be underweight.
It was like 95 degrees yesterday, and our property has zero
shade.
The only shade was next to the dumpster.
And in the house.
Right.
The house is a microclimate.
I was trying not to sit in the house because it was going to make me not want to do work.
I know, but we did it.
We only worked for four straight hours, basically.
We took break, like, maybe 2-3 10-minute breaks, if that.
But yeah, 5 to...
We didn't bring any food, so we had 3 Perriers in the fridge, and then we drank some water, but then the water that was sitting out there in this container tastes like asshole. And we waited till we got beer in town and some beef jerky. And ate some burgers in our home.
That tasted pretty damn good.
We're very simple.
And drank like 8 beers, but
probably it's delicious.
She was hot yesterday. And shout out to Juneshine Margaritas.
No sugar.
Not shout out to how I found it. Fucking targeted marketing through listening on my damn phone.
Cause it was like talking shit about Cutwater.
Yeah, but
it's
yeah,
all
we
right.
drink these Cutwater margaritas. I thought it was. Different. I think
Cutwaters are too sweet for me, so yeah. They were basically talking shit about the rest.
And I also didn't feel like I was extra drunk, which was nice. I feel like whenever we drink
I've
a Cutwater.
I mean, like some people that are trying to get fucked up, so. We're on the latter part of our drinking career where we just like to get, just like to drink. I don't even want to feel drunk.
Right.
Like when you start feeling drunk, you start acting like my brother. No offense, Troy, I love you, but like, when you don't realize you're slurring your words, it's like, dude, you drank too much. So don't do shots. Like, there's no reason to do shots. Just drink your margarita.
Just drink it down.
No, it's... I just don't get the... Like, the concept of shots is basically a, like, over-glorified, like, celebration for no reason. Why are we celebrating Afroman?
Because he is worth celebration, man.
I guess so. How's your woodworking going?
Well, more like Handyman.
Mr. Nice Guy fixes it.
Mr. Nice Guy fixes it.
I mean, you need to just turn that frown upside down.
I'm not frowning.
Okay, you're not frowning? Okay, good. because you're really talented.
I haven't made any tables recently. I'm trying to refinish the walnut table. I know
you made a
really
nice one this year. Be proud of that one.
Potentially someone is interested in buying the van, but has within the last 3 days has ghosted me, so I'm assuming that they ghosted me.
Yeah,
I got a couple other jobs in the works. Next buy-up. But yeah, trying to refinish our outdoor table, and I'll list that, trying to sell. And I was refinishing the walnut table in the van because got some damn caulk smudged on it, and it's all in the grain of the walnut. So I'm refinishing.
Oh, the table you said?
Yeah.
I was wondering where that was. I was trying to show Cass. I didn't realize you were working on it. Good job. Good job. Good job.
But yeah, other than that, day by day, like you said.
Yep, but I'm trying to draw. I've had some really good Boomer drawings. I haven't posted Boomer in a minute. I need to post some of the drawings of the year. But I drew one of this dude, Jeff, who works at the Hook and Hawk. He's the head manager and of the butcher department and sandwich shop. And he's also a great singer. And he was getting down on the behind the mic. So was Jonas the Space Cowboy.
So I like his vibe.
We follow him. We liked his vibes, and they were fun. And they kind of remix hip-hop music. In a smooth, jazzy, funky way. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I drew him draw. I really captured Jeff, I feel like, and Jonas. And Boomer was there playing the harmonica, even though there was no harmonica. It was fun. I enjoy drawing.
They're good performers. I think he went to Berkeley. Jonas.
Cool. Yeah, Berkeley. That's what they said. Yeah, they're very talented. And I love when a two beat piece band can get people enjoying the place. It's fun. Why do you need 8 people in your band? I get that you can have 8 people in your band, but why?
There's never 8 people in a band at that grocery store.
I'm saying in
general.
Shout out,
neighbors.
I'm saying in general, when there is a band that has that many people to make the music, I'm like, you don't need all that. Just let the singer in the...
Says the non-musician.
Whatever. I was listening to the music, having a great time.
But yeah, the point is, it doesn't take much to make great music.
No, it takes talented musicians. It was a shout out to the musicians. I saw an Instagram picture the other day of an orchestra performing for plants. And they had it said there's 285 plants in the stadium. And they had plants, a house plant in every chair.
Uh-huh.
And the orchestra was playing a set for them.
Uh-huh.
And it said certain frequencies help the plants grow.
You said there's a stadium,
every chair had a plant in it. Yeah.
So it was 20, 30, 40,000?
Well, they just filled up one little section.
Oh, gotcha.
It said there was an orchestra performed for 300 houseplants. It was funny. My houseplants been crushing it. Definitely get houseplants, people. I grew up in a household without houseplants. I don't know why my mom didn't like houseplants. She always got fake plants. And fake plants do not clean your air. And I was listening to this podcast the other day about, I think it was on Ben Greenfield, but he was basically saying your house is your second skin. It sounds disgusting. Because you're in it so much,
mm-hmm.
and people don't go outside enough. And they were just saying if you don't have good air for filtration or things like plants cleaning your air, you're just in this weird environment. Or before, we used to, as humans, you spend most, the majority of our time outside, even sleeping outside. You were only in shelter during, snowstorms and rain.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago. Thousands of years ago. So our new age selves are just shelter! Fake light! We don't know, how important, the normal natural light or even getting sun. Crazy important for everyone. People are just ignorant fucks.
I was just gonna
say. Oh, we did the Manitou Incline. It's been we haven't talked to them since my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm 36 years old for the last 20.
So we haven't talked about going to Pensacola then?
I think we did. I think we said we were about to go to Pensacola.
Well,
you can tell
shout
how awesome
out Pensacola because I think it's still a pretty unknown place to most people that don't live. But the water was the best I've ever seen it down there. And it was actually cold. I'd say cold for...
Yeah, the water had a nice temperature to it. It wasn't hot. My other brother always wants to go out to Chatfield or Cherry Creek Lake on his boat, and ugh. If you're listening, TJ, I'm sorry, but I'm not coming on your boat.
Warm gasoline.
I hope TJ references the podcast one time, and he's like, hey, I was here to talk, you're not coming on the boat? Thanks for listening. No, I'm not coming on the boat. Dude, I don't like, if you go to move to Austin, you have a boat out there, I'll come see you, but I don't want to go on your boat and on Cherry Creek, Cherry Creek Reservoir.
You only go to Austin with my, with Dunn. He wants do we need to go on the boat? I get it. You have a fucking pimp-ass boat.
Even then, I don't want to go on the boat.
Can we just sit at the pool?
Yeah, they have an infinity pool. I just don't really get the whole concept of being on a boat when you have this dope-ass house with a pool behind it. Even TJ, he has a dope-ass
boats
pump.
Are dope. Girls like boats. Boats and hoes.
I just don't care about hoes or boats.
I don't care about hoes or boats. Well, yeah, the Pensacola trip was awesome.
Yep, shout out to family.
It's nice to be able to catch up with family.
I'm super grateful for guys, cousin for booking it and his grandma for paying for it. And it's a pretty magical time that his family has created over 34 years of, like, family reunions down there. They don't even call it a family reunion. They should.
It's just the fun.
Just because all of them see each other all the time. But for me, it's like, it's family reunion. Because at this point, I don't really see myself going down for Christmas anymore. I don't really want to drive down there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, during, like, I like being here too much. It's way better.
I like our house too, babe. It's a nice spot.
I'm saying, I like our city, I like our town, I like our state, and New Orleans is cool, but I'd rather just take...
We need to do some road trips, especially if we keep holding on to this van. I'm not holding on to it if it doesn't sell.
It's going to sell what it sells.
I probably will obviously end up upgrading that table situation how they wanted it, because and then anyone that wants to buy it is going to want a table situation that works properly. They don't want an inch of leg room between the cushions or have to remove the cushions. So to me, that's just something I'm gonna have to
figure out. I think you should get a custom pole made.
Custom pole
that inserts into the pole, so the piece doesn't have to be off the ground.
Yeah, I'll have to see if it's something I can do custom.
It's like some welder could make you something. That's what I think. It's just like this weird piece that's on the in his van that would like make it have to have like a 1-inch, 1.5, 2-inch lip that'd be drilled into the ground. So that's what I'm saying.
It's a telescoping pedestal base, so it can expand.
Telescoping pedestal base.
For some reason, all these damn bases don't go taller than 28 inches or something. So
you can't have you typed in custom stands?
Yes, of course I have.
Ugh! Come on, universe!
God forbid someone makes a 36-inch adjustable.
I don't get why there's not one that's like, you know, like tents pop up and you go, like, I want the 4 setting instead of the 2 setting. There's like 10 holes, you go all the way to 10. I'm surprised I don't have one like that.
Yeah, those are just like real flimsy and shitty.
True. Well, I'm saying there's only 2 settings
on
that one, right?
That's my one main issue that came up with building the van that I didn't pre-plan for, because I thought I was doing the other type of this table I'm thinking about doing, or the table system thing about going back
to.
That's what I did the first time.
The toilet edition?
No, well, that can just be put anywhere. Honestly, you can put it by the door, the sliding door, you put it by the back, it's just going to be like in a box. It's going to be like a movable box.
But you're talking about the swivel stand, yeah. Right? It goes higher or something?
You can place it where you want it, because it just sits on like a... They slide into each other, so like the mounting plate you put on the...
Where as high as you want it.
Yeah.
I got you.
And I guess I didn't really realize, I thought you were supposed to center the bracket on the table.
Uh-huh.
So it like was not working the way it was adjusting, and from what I read, you have to have the table, like the bracket goes like off center on the table. That's how you get like the functionality of it like moving. So I guess technically I didn't realize that. So that's what I'm probably going to end up going back to and trying to adjust them. I don't have to adjust anything besides just adding this hardware to the bench.
Maybe fix the floor then.
So otherwise you're going to have some big ass block. I thought about this morning, like you don't need a big block of wood to raise up the table.
Mm-mm.
Like kicking it or like just in the way.
It's going to be in the way for sure. Well, so, that's a good game plan.
So.
Shout out Peach House and their 30 peach stands. Just got a case of peaches for $60. We had a bag for like 10, but we had like 45 peaches in there, so they're not ripe yet.
It's like
though.
20 pounds. That's right. Give them 2 days.
Just here's an expert tip: you rotate the peaches, so the bottom ones are gonna get ripe quicker, and you rotate them to the top, and you start eating those, and you just keep rotating peaches. When you feel one ripe, pull it to the top. And don't just throw your peaches around. Be nice with them. And then you also preserve them long enough if you put them in the fridge, but I'm gonna give them like 2 days before you do that. I love me some peaches, man. And apples are most ready. Apple season's here. Get yourself some apples, like bags of them. Go to Timberland Farms off Sheridan or Wadsworth. And our apple plug, Fred, if you send us a DM on Instagram, I'll give you his info. But that's the only way I'm going to give it to you. You got to live in Colorado, too. At the Boomstead. Give us a shout out. Go follow us on boomlife.com. Go to superpiehead.com. Go to carbonbasedsigns.com. We are entrepreneurs. Go to Boom Sports. You got kids. Do private lessons about soccer, basketball, honey, beekeeping.
Get your lessons while we do them.
Yeah, I'm about to retire. I've been 14 years of coaching children, and I don't want, like, we never wanted a franchise. We've never enjoyed having employees.
I mean, we technically could franchise. You just make.
I know, I could still franchise it. I might still franchise it. I thought about it.
14 years, we make this much basically on average every year with like zero expenses besides.
I know, it's just a matter then of like pursuing the franchise dream.
It's
of
a very
like
open-ended
people.
Business plan, just like most people offer. So it's like, yeah, you have the potential to make money if you actually try hard.
I know, and I feel like I could lose that like momentum to sell because I feel like I'm tricking people.
So I mean, it's not. That's every business thing. It's like, yes, these are things to help you make money, whether you execute them or not. That's up to you. They have no like legal obligation to make sure that you're. Company is going to work properly.
Well, depending
in this situation.
On what, how your franchise being sold, but yes, I just feel like I'm tricking people. I guess it's
you could even say this is not a trick. You've done this for 10 years. It takes hard work and consistency and
landing your vendors.
And actually,
but then
being
your vendors,
good
though,
with people,
yeah, but that
and
doesn't
kids.
It doesn't really guarantee anything because our vendors, if it wasn't my mom. We would have had that vendor. If it wasn't the field house, we've kept the sports zone, though. After 10 years, it was super disappointing for them. Like, we're going in a different direction.
Well, yeah, that's what happened.
So I'm just saying, it doesn't guarantee, even me giving you all the knowledge and you spending $5,000-$6,000 on our program, doesn't guarantee anything.
No, but that's also like
so
zero.
So that's why
investment.
I feel bad trying to sell it that at $6,000, because I'd be like, who the fuck is going to like buy this $6,000?
$10,000 is nothing.
I know, but I'm not guaranteeing you anything because you still land your vendor.
I know.
So, like, what,
yeah,
I
so
mean,
if you're,
it's a great
if we're
idea,
trying to
but
help you
who
land.
The fuck's going to buy this? Because it's like, okay, if they're selling red light, green light, I'm just going to do it myself. That's how I feel about the whole
thing. I feel you, bitch. That's why I've been doing it for ourselves for 14 years.
No, I know, but that's when we go into saying we're going to franchise it. I feel that the effort that would go involved, it'd be really hard to get the $10,000 buyer.
Well, we're not
it's
franchising. Stupid idea.
Idiot. Just kidding. I harvested over probably 60 pounds of honey off rows, thug rows, but that's including frame weight. It ended up being 8 times, like 24 pounds, plus about 55 ounces. So that's another couple pounds. 25 pounds total. So it's the weight of the wax and the frame itself weighs a lot. You only get about half of it in honey. But so for some reason, Thug Rose didn't want my labels. I wonder if it's for the documentary or if it's because she's sending it and just wanted to, like people to be like, it's Thug Rose, honey.
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I don't care. It's not a really big deal. I just want to get known for being a beekeeper. I will.
You already one are known within your circle.
I know it
then.
Is. It's cute. The other day, actually, Emily Schramm, shout out Platform Strength and Emily Schramm and her podcast, Meathead Hippie. To the title, honestly, I like... enjoyed like knew I was gonna enjoy her company just through her podcast. Like I know she's a cool person, but she was like, that's our beekeeper, see a beekeeper, like when I was like dropping off the honey that day, and I was like, here's Tracy, our local beekeeper. So it's cool to get validated by like people who like just see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing, babe.
Thanks, I appreciate you too. I love you.
Number
I see
one
what
fan.
You're doing too. You are my number one fan. You usually like all my pictures I post before anyone else. Not that I have a lot of fans, but I'll get there, dude. Beginner artist over here. But I also enjoy just, like, the... just same with yoga. Like, just doing it makes me happy. So, like, nothing else really matters to me. Whether, like the sandstone drawing. Like, even, like, watching... like, looking at this piece. Kind of, like, it's funny how it looks, like, so shitty right now. But it's going to turn into, like, a really good drawing, I feel
like. The phases. Make sure you take a photo of the phases.
I know, I've been bad about that. And then I also joined my friend, Nicole Beasy. Shout out, homegirl. Her school is called Anti-Business School. It was $444. She discounted it. It's usually like $1,500. But she had a code for anyone. No, it was like, you just have to join her newsletter and you get the code.
Oh, there you go. Newsletter.
I don't know. NicoleBeasy.com. I don't know.
I said join the newsletter.
Oh, join the newsletter. I said what newsletter? Her newsletter, I think, is at NicoleBeasy.com and the Anti-Business School. But the first module is just basically about starting your own shit. And I think anyone who didn't know, like, didn't go to college, it'd be a very informative, like, lecture. Someone who's been running their own business 14 years, I have my own S-Corp. I have 7 other business names. I've had, you know what I mean? Like, I have a very pretty decent foundation of what business school teaches kids.
Right.
It's also just implementation of the other things that we haven't done. I'm looking forward to that. Of, like, pursuing that part, because I really do think you're so talented as a woodworker, you just haven't tapped into the market yet. Same with this podcast. I think we just need to keep being more consistent. So fans, sorry, you're 16 of you according to podcasters. It's all 16 of you, so many. But
well, if you did it for 10 years, 16 would probably be like
terrible stat. We've had 82 episodes.
50,000.
What?
20,000, 50,000.
Fans?
After 10 years, like, yes, I'm saying, like, all these people are doing it, are, like, doing the YouTube channels and the things for, like,
well, they're actually doing the consistency part and posting about it, and we like, fall off the map and follow through.
Right.
With the other two things.
A damn book buying. So I'm going
to try to be better about it, because I really got nothing else to fucking do. But the first step is getting, I feel like, a established recording setup. So I really think we should be filming this, even though it's boring. It's not that boring, though. If someone wants to hear about permaculture and entrepreneurship, you get an idea from us.
Yeah. Hell's yeah.
What's your trick to wheeling?
What? I don't need tricks.
What's your trick to it?
Seat time.
And commitment and practice. Consistency. It's everything. Same with my beekeeping and my yoga. What is it? Consistency. Showing up. Doing it. So that's the same with this podcast. Like, we just have to keep doing it, like, not just this part, but the rest of it. And it just takes the extra effort. I think we've all been complacent little kitty cats. Meow. Meow, meow. I'm hungry, though. I think we're going to go on a bike ride around Denver, people. Make sure you move your body. Make sure you get sun in the morning and at night. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water, structured water. You want to fucking get your shit in a blue bottle, love. Shout out to Hawaii and pray for them. Our homie who started Blue Bottle Love is from there, and I think probably all proceeds are helping her out to support Hawaiians getting back. I don't know her name, but Blue Bottle Love is the company of the blue bottle glass that structures your water or restructures your water. And Emily Strom's actually at a retreat in Manitou with Blue Bottle Love. Just teaching people about how to get water that helps you. Your whole body, it says you lose 20 grams of essence when you die. Something like just automatically 20 grams is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the rest of what she was saying happens or why, what 20 grams it is. But I think she was referring to like something with the water. And like how our water, like everything in your body needs water to act, be able to work. Like down to your cells, fire. If you don't have water, that's when you can die, because your cells can't connect. And so yeah. Oh, shout out Chiquita Bananas. She's sleeping up by our feet. If you want to adopt a dog, go to hoborescue.org or hobocare.org.
Check out any of the dogs that are available. Specifically, look for Chiquita Bananas.
But any dog needs a home, and like a loving home that wants a puppy. She's really cute, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys. She's a handful. But every dog is. And I just think she's a handful for us because she hasn't found her forever home. Because when Karen adopted Ivy, she's never texted us once about her being crazy or anything.
Right.
And I thought Ivy was crazy too. And I just think the dogs are not, when they're feeling this way, are
understanding. Well, if she gets brought into a single household, she'll be just fine.
Well, and I also think just leaving this area will be good for her because she's 2-3 doors down from the where she was getting like tortured. So I think whenever she hears sounds or like anything out of place from her day to day, she's a burr, a burr. She's being a good dog right now. She's passed out and she's kenneled trained, she's potty trained at this point, she's spayed, she's ready to go. Come on, Forever Home.
Go get her. She's a great deal.
She's free. I'm even paying for your adoption fee. I said I would. It's $300. It's a donation back to the shelter. I don't mind donating back to the shelter. So let's get the dog off my hands. I took her upon myself when she was walking down the street. But we're out of beer. It means this podcast is over. But we do need a cool fucking permaculture fact of the week. And this is about black widows, people. They are beneficial insects.
Yeah.
I can't think of the right word I was trying to say.
I mean, yeah.
But they're predators in the insect world, and they will eat grasshoppers. They will eat all beneficial or bugs that are, like, harassing your vegetable garden, down to locusts and moths and other... I still don't know, like, all the terms.
Were you saying something else eats black widows?
What?
Weren't you just telling me that something that you were reading or...
No, I was telling you what a black widow eats.
Oh, is it bad to eat a black widow?
Maybe. Look it up. You have a phone in front of you. Give them some more black widow facts. But they're beneficial insects, people. So when you see a black widow and they're not harming you, they will kind of go dormant in the winter or die. Inside, they will remain active. I found one in my office, and I just vacuumed her up and put her in my compost bin. I saw her crawling away. And then there's one supposedly out by our... I don't know how accurate... Cass's webbing insect identity is. Oh, this other cool fact about spiders I learned is some spiders can reuse their webbing. They'll actually draw a web overnight, and then in the morning when you scare them, they hide, and then they want to pull their web back in and eat it, and they can reuse it. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
But just look up, type in what do...
I did. Their main thing is wasps.
That's cool. And mosquitoes. Oh, I was telling you what they did with it. They, like, turn it into, like, a liquid earlier.
Some birds, but mostly their biggest is
wasps, grasshoppers, and ants and mosquitoes.
Iridescent blue mud daubers.
Ooh.
There you go.
Does it say how much they eat a day?
Yeah, that wasp.
That's a cool wasp. That's a mud dauber?
Yeah.
Mud daubers have, like, this blue iridescent color. Oh, and out on the land, guys, we saw giant fucking grasshoppers, like the size of our, like, I don't know, like an eighth. What do you say, like a fifth of our palm? They are big, big grasshoppers.
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
Huge, yeah. And the guy crushed one on accident. He said it's
crushed
like
a couple. These things are so huge, like they're
just, like, get in your way.
Jump and reaction time is not super fast.
And they, like, hang out on you, too. There's one, like, stuck on my hands, like, shaking my glove, and he wasn't leaving. And then the other thing we saw was we removed cleaning up the greenhouse out there that I think we're going to convert into this, like, cool pond slash, like, shaded hangout spot. We can even, like, string up some solar lights in there at night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we removed two paper wasp nests, which is cool. Oh, and then the bat thing. I think you're trying to go read The Secret Lives of Bats by Merlin Tuttle. Merlin Tuttle, shout out. You are the fucking man of bats. You are Batman. You want to talk about who Batman is? Merlin fucking Tuttle, dude.
The plains lover grasshopper is Colorado's largest species of grasshopper. And yeah, they are huge.
Now go type in plains lover, PLAINSLUBBERER, grasshopper. And he is the biggest, cutest little grasshopper. He's very, like, orangey.
If you have chickens, this motherfucker is, like, you want to start some fights with some chickens. You throw them out there.
Yeah, they are not just make some fights, like,
it's just so much food. They can rip them into, like... 10, 12 pieces.
Shit. Shout out to the fucking pokey shit out on the land. was there anything else that really happened yesterday?
We cleaned up a bunch of stuff.
No, we told him that.
Luckily, no snakes.
Rob's septic and sewage. He delivered the 30-yard dumpster. Thank you, buddy.
You probably need some sort of big-ass lawnmower rented out by...
Lindsay Del Boss Company.
Lindsay Del Boss. I had asked them.
Castle Rock something. Just type in Castle Rock giant rentals.
Equipment rentals,
and they'll come up. You could Google that for them if you want.
But yeah, we gotta do some, like, landscaping stuff in the backyard.
Get the bathroom
Walking
ready.
Walking through the backyard is, like, a pain in the ass. There's so much overgrown brush and the damn yucca plants.
And
if you
just
don't
into
see them,
I want to clean out the chicken coop.
Those motherfuckers hurt if you walk into a yucca plant.
That's what is hurting my leg right now.
Even just reaching down and grabbing something and, like, hitting one with your hand, this fucker's hurt. What else, babe?
This podcast is brought to you by Cultivated Hemp Company. If you haven't had CBD yet, what are you waiting for? Have some. We have cannabinoid receptors in our head. I'm reading this cool book called The Joy of Yoga by Sadhguru, and he said that your body basically is capable of creating its own bliss molecule, so you don't even need to smoke weed or drink alcohol. You don't need it, but if you want it, go for it. But just know that your limits and like your addictions are all something you create, and you have control over creating a blissful moment and a joyful life. And CBD helps, and it especially helps if you're stressed the fuck out and your body hurts. So get yourself some cultivatedhempcompany.com. The checkout code is BOOM25, all caps. Shit. You get yourself 25% off. Go follow them on Instagram, though, Cultivated Hemp Company, and they release 30% discounts all the time. Secret code, I don't know, something summer CHC, but I don't fucking know what it is. I have my own code, BOOM25. And that gives you the best damn CBD on the whole damn planet. And they got sports salves and two different types of tincture. I always suggest getting the gold label. They got pet stuff. And I think that's it. And shout out homie Nat Diss. He just released new tank tops for the summer.
Homie Nat Diss.
National Disgrace.
Hope you're doing good, buddy.
At @national_disgrace. But yeah, go buy a hat from him or a shirt. His dad's been going through cancer treatments, and he comes to in and out of town from Austin to Denver all the time to check in on his pops, and he's always slanging them drinks. I think he works near the mothership is what I remember him saying.
That's cool.
I think. But he's the man. I love him, and he's just another fellow entrepreneur trying to sell them streetwears. Streetwear clothing. Love you, buddy. Boom. 20 at checkout.
Boom 20 at checkout.
Thanks, guy. And go follow us at the Boom Sand, at Mr. Nice Guy Stunts, at the Tracy Minstrel, at iCard Art. Show us some love. We love you. Ding, ding, dong, dong. Bong, 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 bong.
Ride your bike. Go have some fun.
Yeah, go have fun. Do exercise. Get an ice bath. Do saunas. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.